Your eating style can keep you strong and clear-headed. Eating style is not how you eat, it is how you should eat to be clear-headed, healthy, and energetic. That is why I don't trust questionnaires. They rely on what you know, and what you know is low truth value, even if, by accident, you are trying to be honest. But you can't lie to me, or to Source, because I am an empath. And Source is Source. I use a direct method to determine your eating style. While I am connected to you, I can measure nearly anything in or about you. Not what you think, not how you look, not what you did. No, only inside stuff. I connect to you and also connect to Source, and in that triangle I muscle test. Muscle testing is Source and I talk. It is a yes/no/maybe/not-quite way to talk. Very accurate. Not a theory, reality. A snapshot. If you are interested, for a limited time only, I am going to test your eating style. What style of eating will allow you to have energy to live, digest your food best, and not get fat just because you eat the wrong way? I'll also check if you need to eat meat, fat, or need to eat to fullness to feel satiated. My results are 95% accurate, while Human Design System gives you only 30% accurate results. In my experience, there is quite a large segment of the population who should eat when they have true hunger. As opposed to the feeling of hunger that is more often than not indigestion or thirst. That may be you. And HD doesn't have that on their list of eating styles. The test is only $10. I need a picture of you with your eyes open. I connect to your insides through your eyes. This is the second most visited page of my site. Why? I guess because people are trying to live and eat according to their nature. Or because how they are eating now is not quite working, making them fat, bloated, have heartburn, or give them not enough energy. That is why I, myself, originally, went to Human Design to get my eating style checked. I paid $97. And what I got was a 15-minute audio in a spiritual voice, telling me what has been proven to be wrong. Or at least half wrong. Consecutive appetite Human Design versus alternating. The diagnosis was that I should eat by appetite, and I should only have one thing in my mouth at the same time. All the symptoms I had before continued. So I turned to Source, and asked for guidance. By then I had established my connection to Source. Just hadn't thought of asking this question. The answer was, I have to keep October 20, 1930 minutes between different food items. This resulting in me eating one thing per meal. And when I keep it, even if just 60% of the time I have no problems, no heartburn, no weakness, no weight gain. But it's hard. In those 60% of the time I eat like the Mongols of Genghis Khan, who had no agriculture, and were mostly on their horses, pillaging. Lol. I started to offer this service to people, and it seems that my method is more accurate than what Human Design has developed through your time of birth. Now it is years later, and I am eating by true hunger and by the alternating method. Combined. Finally, I am starting to shed all the fat I don't need. What is the eat by true hunger style of eating? To eat in this eating style, you need to learn to tell real hunger from emotions, indigestion, thirst. How do you do it? You place your palm against your stomach and feel into it. When your hand is there, you can feel hunger, but can't feel the other feelings masquerading as hunger. Also, hunger shows up intermittently. It comes and goes. If the feeling you feel as hunger is continuous, it is indigestion, not hunger. Here are just two of the many feedbacks I have gotten. Ah, interesting, my HD type is appetite alternating, which has never really resonated. I always sniff things before I eat them too and like I fat, so I reckon you're spot on. I'll order the full foods list soon. Thanks very much. Emma, Great Britain. Or. This, eating by appetite fits more with me. HD said I should eat when there is a crowd. That is so much against my private nature. This is why I came to you. And I'll stay for all the stuff you can do for me. Thank you. M, Germany. With regards to your health, what you eat is important. You all know that. We have heard it 1,000 times. You've also heard to eat a good breakfast, a light supper. Blah blah blah. But when you eat, what environment you eat in, and how you eat what you eat seems to be as important, or maybe even more important than what you eat. I just bought and watched 2 videos on NQAT, how to eat according to your type NQAT, or the style of eating that seems to be crucial for a sense of well-being, especially for brain health. I have known my own NQAT, style NQAT, of eating for a while, and it has made a big difference. Most people in the world eat stews, or meats with side dishes, or salads with a lot of ingredients, but a good 20% of the world, with the most ancient style DNA, needs to eat like people ate when they didn't have dishes, one thing at a time. Like a Neanderthal. Go to step 2 to get your eating style. I have this most ancient DNA. Seemingly no intermarriage, no mixing with other nationalities, or other groups. So I do best, my stomach, my digestion, my emotional well-being, when I just eat one ingredient dishes. When I eat meat, I just eat meat. When I eat, let's say, cabbage, I just eat cabbage. I am finding out that even just adding onions to the cabbage or to the meat makes me not that well. I can now feel it. Who would have thought it? One thing per meal. Okay. Fat, onions, and garlic go with anything, and it is still considered one food. I have been testing for, I don't know, 10 years? As a child I felt it. I would move the meat off the sandwich, I would remove the fruits from the cake, I would eat the sour cream meant to be used in a vegetable dish. I got punished. And I got beaten to submission. By age 9 I was homogenized onto eating like everyone else, and got fat and sick. Unfortunately society, family frowns at you being an individual and having individual needs, no matter who you are, no matter how your family seems. The second most ancient eating style, from digestion's point of view, is the style called inquat, consecutive inquat. I have 3 clients like that, all got well when they started to eat one thing at a time, but they can eat 10 minutes later something else. I can't. No soups, no stews, no side dishes. No cookies, no bread, no chocolate, no candy, nothing with ingredients. In that regard she is like me. But she can eat her next one thing 10 minutes later, I have to wait at least 1 hour. Once you get used to it, you'll love it. The styles by human design are these. Hot, thirst, eat all food and beverages at body temperature or warmer. Cold, thirst, eat and drink cold food. Low, sound, only eat in low sound environment. Noise prevents you from developing an appetite. High, sound, only eat when the environment is noisy, TV, family, restaurant, or music on the ears. Nervous, touch, eat only when the environment, inner and outer, are busy. Like family bustle. My hunch is that this inquat, touch inquat, is a sensory thing, your food needs to be chewy, but I might be wrong. Calm, touch, eat only when the environment, inner and outer, are calm. Alternating, appetite, my diet. One ingredient dishes. Separated by time. Consecutive, appetite, my client's diet above. Direct, light, should eat only during the day. Indirect, light, should eat at night. Open, taste. Eat a varied diet chosen for their taste. If you like the food, it is easier to have an appetite for it. Closed, taste. Eat a monotonous diet, for most people it's the staple diet of their ancestry, very different by seasons. Should you eat meat? Fat? To feel satiated. If you violate this one, you'll be always hungry. Should you eat filling stuff? Should you eat sugar? And how? I just did the whole testing work for a woman from my over 60 exercise class. She is 80, lives alone, and her only complaint is wicked seasonal allergies. I give away at least one product or service every month, so I quickly muscle tested her before the class started, and the muscle test says that she eats the wrong foods, and she eats the wrong way. I offered my services and she accepted. When you have an 80-year-old woman, you don't know what to expect. This 80-year-old woman is a lot healthier than most of my clients are when they first come to me. But the test showed that she can eat any protein other than fish and milk products, as long as she doesn't eat it twice within a week. She has been eating exclusively fish. The test showed that she can eat any grain as long as she doesn't repeat it within a week. Same with all the vegetables. And she can't eat any fruits, not even lemons. She was so happy. She immediately found examples in her family for people who got better once they stopped eating fish. This was probably the most rewarding health session I have ever had. A full health evaluation session is normally $250, and you need to commit to a follow-up session as well. But because the part regarding the eating styles is in experimental stage, at least in my practice, has been around and proven effective for the clients of Inquat, the Human Design Primary Health System Inquat, consultants. I paid $97 for my report 10 or so years ago. I have seen prices starting at $55. They use the Human Design Inquat, Science Inquat, that I myself am not trained in, even though I have studied it, but I don't have complete confidence in. The eating style report I got has proven not accurate. It diagnosed me as a one thing per mouthful. but allowed me to eat another thing next mouthful. Turned out, I am really best when I eat one thing per meal. With some elements added, like fat, salt, onions or garlic. That seemed to integrate with almost any food. To the degree I eat that way, to the same degree I am slim, energetic, painless, and coherent. It is not easy, but it's worth it. But you can get it for $10. If you want me to test you for the style, there are 12, plus the 3 what questions. For the styles that are best for your body, you can ask me to measure you. I need to be able to connect to you. The process is the same as with the starting point measurements. I need a picture and I need your date of birth. The full date. No hour is necessary. End quote. I am curious. Please measure me for my eating style or styles. I'd like to experience eating according to my style and be well, energetic, coherent, and clear-headed. Wow. What would that be like? End quote. Yeah, you are curious. Here is the button to order. Go to step 2 to get your eating style. P.S. There is another way to categorize your eating style, the style of the dog and the cat. I probably would be the squirrel. LOL.